Welcome to the Leader by Design podcast. Today, I am going to have a special guest. Actually, I will get my special guest to introduce herself very soon, but she's a young person who's working with me for a period of time, and we're going to talk about her perspective on Patrick Lencioni's model called the Ideal Team Player. So if that's of interest to you, stay tuned. G'day, I'm Brendan Rogers. I've built a thriving business creating confident leaders who achieve the results they always wanted, along with the lifestyle they always dreamed of. How do you become a confident leader? By focusing on three key areas: developing character, building competence, and creating connection. This is the Leader by Design podcast. I'm your host, Brendan Rogers. Welcome again to the Leader by Design podcast. And as I said in the intro, I have a very special guest with me today, and she's actually going to be with me for probably the next 7 or 8 weeks doing a podcast episode together. So who is this special guest?
Hello, I'm Amelia Moran and a student from Central Coast Sports College. And I came across Brendan's business through help from my school, and we're focusing on leadership. And I reached out to him through school, and yeah, so I'll be working with him over the next few weeks, which will be very exciting.
Amelia, and better known as Emmy.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
So you want me to call you Emmy on the podcast? Is that the official term?
Yep, Emmy sounds great.
Awesome, awesome. And all your friends and family and stuff that will check out the podcast, I'm sure they'll feel a bit funny if we were calling you Amelia.
Yes, that's for sure.
So Emmy, it's great having you. This is your very first podcast, I understand.
Yes, that is right. First time.
And apparently you did do some homework on my podcast. And they probably weren't the type of podcast you love listening to, but you did manage to listen to a bit. Is that right?
Not exactly. But yes, I did give it a go, and they were pretty interesting, some of it, that's for sure. Yeah.
Good job. Some of it, I like that. Excuse me to our listeners. I've got a bit of a cough at the moment, but we'll get there. I'll try and not cough into the microphone too much. So Emmy, yes, you found us. You're on the Central Coast like me, and we spent just two Fridays together now. And today we spent a bit of time going through the ideal team player model. Why does the ideal team player model interest you, first of all? Because I know you've got a bit of background in team sports. You're working in teams, and you're aiming to lead the student team body in the future. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so I think the ideal team player model comes into lots of different aspects with work, with at school and netball training, and even, of course, with the chance of helping to run for school captain as well. Like, what does it look like? What do you want other people to see yourself as, that ideal team player? So, yeah, how does it appeal to you, and how can I take that on board, and what improvement can I get from it?
Awesome. And we've got to ask about this school captain business. So how long before you know whether you've been successful or not?
So I have my meeting next week with our principal and deputy, and hopefully the week after we should find out who will be running our school next year, which will be very exciting.
It'll be super exciting. And look, I'm a little bit biased. I don't even know the other contenders, but I reckon you'd make a fantastic school captain. There's no doubt about it.
I think so. Yes, hopefully we've got a good chance up there, which will be very good.
So, Emmy, before we do dive into ideal team player model, what have you enjoyed so far? It's only been a couple of Fridays we've spent together, but you've gone through a bit of variety. We've done a few different things. So what's tickled your fancy so far?
I think learning just the different insight to a business and what you personally do, how you interact with other people, and what do they get out of it as well. Like, how can you help them make strategic priorities, and how do you stay accountable with them? And it's been really interesting just getting another perspective on goals and how I can relate that to my project at school, The 7 Habits as well. So it's really good to have another perspective on that as well.
Fantastic. 7 Habits. So yeah, I know you've mentioned that before, and we'll have a chance to look at that maybe later on, not in this podcast, but later on in the weeks to come. How about home, mum and dad? Mum and dad are small business owners, doing really well in their own right. So how are you helping them become better leaders in the last couple of weeks?
I think taking on board what I've learned here, and how can that help them in their business as well? Like, little things, just like staying accountable, setting goals. Okay, how are we going to achieve this, and what goals are we going to set that's going to align with what we want to achieve in a business? And yeah, taking that on board to them, and what can they get out of it, what I'm learning here as well.
Great job. I reckon they're going to sit back and listen to this and think, what have you done with our Emmy? She's using all these big business terms and accountability and strategic priorities and all this sort of stuff. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
She mouthed to me, I don't know what to say to that. I don't know what you should say to that either, but anyway, we'll leave that at home. You can laugh about it.
Yeah.
So ideal team player. You're a netball coach. You've been coaching for a few years now, from my understanding. You still play some netball?
Yeah, so I played club this year, and also we train at school four times a week, so leading that academy group as well.
Awesome. So the ideal team player model, a very, very well-known book. For those that like this sort of stuff in the leadership development circles and those that value teamwork. So what are our three virtues, Emmy?
So we've got humble, which is like, we just spoke about this. It's caring about like other people as well. So how can you not go out there and be all braggy, like being aware of what's going around you, which also links with the other one of being smart as well. So how can you be a smart people person? How can you communicate with people? Like, how can I sell the best pizza at work? Like, what's going to make that customer understand me? And hungry, do I have the drive to work as well? What's going to push me to achieve my goals, and how am I going to be that striver to always get things done as well? Yeah.
Excellent. So definitely that humility, you know, about putting other people first, not yourself, and particularly in a team environment, is super important, isn't it? And we unpacked a little bit about, you know, understanding your strengths, but being aware of your weaknesses, and also putting out there that, hey, I'm not as good at this as what somebody else is in the team, and either seeking help and saying sorry. You know, they're all sort of little signs of humility, aren't they? So, and you can push your strengths forward in teams and put the best foot forward to get the best results for the team without being braggy.
Yeah.
And say, hey, you know I'm really good at this because I love doing this, and I know I'm probably the best at it at the team. That's not a braggy way to say it, but it's a way I know I can help the team in a good way.
Yeah.
How can you use that sort of environment in your role in service and helping people enjoy their pizzas and all that sort of stuff, your part-time gig there? How does that come across for you, that humility and putting your clients' needs first?
I think it's about the reputation you have on the business, what's going to make them want to come back and be like, that pizza was great, but they were so good with their service that it makes me want to come back and eat that really good pizza again. So thinking about how you want to produce yourself off to other people as well. What's, like I mentioned earlier, what's that reputation you want to have of the business, have yourself? It's always about what are people going to say about you as well. So putting your best foot forward to customers. So, yeah.
Love it. And let's move to hungry. Eh? Pretty funny that we're talking about hungry in a pizza joint. So it's not about eating the pizza. I know you love doing that.
Yeah.
But what's hungry, and what does that look like for you in your workplace?
I think driving to achieve the best you can. So what is my best going to be on the night? And I think not palming jobs off to other workers, just doing it and taking that initiative to do it as well. So having that hunger to want to work and, for example, in a netball game, wanting to win as well. Having that, one of the aspects in that model is going to help you win a game. If you have the other two, you might not be that as determined to win a game as well, unless you have that drive and that hunger to win.
Yeah, absolutely. That drive to work hard and put your best foot forward and work hard for your teammates and do things that are not necessarily maybe in your role scope, in your position scope, but you're willing to do anything to help the team.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, putting your best foot forward but helping out the team and not always being about the winning as well, like by the lessons you've learned from the game and things like that, yeah.
Love it. People smart. So we did the self-assessment with you as well, which we'll unpack a little bit. But so people smart, that came through as one of the strongest area for you. How do you think you developed your people smarts, your emotional intelligence over the years?
I think especially starting to work, like, and bonding with customers and bonding with people and leading a team, like, you learn, okay, this probably isn't the right moment to do this, and how can I take that initiative, and this is the right space, so I'm not going to say that as well. Like, taking up the what's the surroundings around you and using – I've lost my train of thought right now How can you communicate with that people, like being aware of how are they feeling? Is this going to impact them as well? So,
love it, being aware of others' feelings.
Yeah.
Is there ever a time where you've said something you didn't mean to, but you've upset somebody?
Yeah, definitely. Plenty of times.
All right, tell us. Give us the gory details. What happened?
I think even jokes, like you make jokes towards people and they might not have the same sense of humour as you as well. And it's like, oh, well, with my friends, that would have gone down like a treat. But with you guys, it's a bit of a, they might take that extra offence to that as well. So just being aware, okay, now I've learned from that. Other people might not understand my humour as well. Maybe my friends might understand it as well. So just being aware of that for next time and learning that from that lesson as well.
Mm, I like that. I think that's a really good example and a good takeaway. And you did mark yourself the highest in the people smart side. And I think probably out of the three, that's the area you've probably articulated even the best.
Yep.
And just your understanding about other people's thoughts and, you know, how you can apply that and reflect on that. That's really strong people smarts and emotional intelligence stuff. So well done.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
What about, so making that stuff up and saying a bad joke and maybe offending someone, does that make you not people smart if you did that once?
No, not at all. I think being able to learn and articulate from that lesson as well, it makes you become more people smart, being aware of more situations. If something similar happens to that again, okay, I'll learn it from this lesson. I'm going to do it differently now because I've learned that this is what happened last time I did it as well. So, yeah.
Awesome. Now, here's a question without notice. If you think about your mum.
Yep.
And humble, hungry, smart. Where do you think she's strongest?
I think working with people. I think she gets along with people really well.
Mm-hmm.
And
so the people smart?
People smart, mm-hmm. Yep. I think she's very humble. Like she won't ever really talk herself up much either.
Mm-hmm.
Like very just reserved. But then she'll also say something really good if she's done something really good as well, which is a great achievement. And I think sometimes having that hunger to drive and do work, but also if you've got lots of tasks to get done, like finding the little tasks and ticking them off. So I think she definitely has that really strong drive towards getting work done.
Alfie's joined us on the podcast. Yes, the cat.
I think, yeah, striving to get that work done as well, but also sometimes not so much if having that focus, like struggling to stay on task to drive and have that hunger as well.
Excellent. Now it's your dad's turn. What would the order be for your dad?
Dad's definitely a people person.
Okay.
Because he's a salesperson, so he's always selling, always trying to talk to people and have that laugh, have that funny joke with them as well. So definitely smart, people smart,
mm-hmm.
Very humble, very, won't say he's great achievements, but he does do lots of great stuff mm-hmm. as well. And hunger, sometimes not, I think. I think just being able to push himself as well, like driving for that next best thing, like he does, and he works very hard. But I think also having that extra drive for it as well. So I think they're all a bit of both, but probably also have lots of improvement in different areas as well.
Like all of us, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well done. Well, I don't know because I've not met your parents. I look forward to meeting them at some time, but I'm sure you're given a great assessment. So when they listen to this, they'll appreciate the feedback, I'm sure.
Hopefully,
yes. You can coach them now as well about how you can help them maybe be a little bit better. They can do the self-assessment themselves also.
Yep, I'm sure they will love that, that's for sure.
I look forward to seeing it, to be honest.
That'd be great.
It's going to be fun. What was your order?
My order was smart and then hungry as my next one and humble as my last one, which I thought was very a surprising order personally. Mm. So
what if you, knowing what you know, and again, excuse me, you've just learnt this model today and we've talked about how you can apply it in netball and general teams and even when you become school captain and stuff like that. So what was the order you would have expected? What do you think you would be?
I think probably still keeping smart at one, like definitely being able to communicate with people, make that connection with people, even if it's just over ordering a pizza or just like doing something in a netball team as well. I was expecting hungry to be a lot lower. I think being able to stay on task and push myself to just keep working and stay focused. And I thought humble would be second. I think I'm quite reserved, like not quite reserved, but won't brag about what I do. Like it's great to hear other people and what they do and praise them for their achievements, but like I won't talk about it myself either. So I was very surprised with that one being the lowest score. Mm. But I think where they sit as well is very appropriate. So it's a good
balance,
good mix. Good balance, yeah, good mix. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Well, again, you and I haven't known each other a long time, but again, I've been very impressed with who you are, the sort of young lady you are. So I definitely see fantastic school captain material if you're lucky enough to do that and get taken on board for the role.
Yeah.
But even that, again, leaderships are not about a title. You don't have to have a title to be a leader. So either way, you will, getting that or not getting that, you'll be a leader, a young leader in the school in whatever you do, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We'll be really good, yeah.
Absolutely. If there was an area that you saw the most opportunity for improvement for you around the Humble, Hungry, Smart, where would that be?
I think definitely having that drive. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, when I'm playing an netball game, I always think to myself, it's not all about the winning. It's about, like, the team, what lessons you take away from it as well. So I think just not pushing that team to that full extent. Like, some people are just in it to win it, and I feel like I'm just like a go with the flow. If it happens, it happens. I think having more of that hunger and that drive to win, to want something, would be definitely a big area of improvement, that's for sure.
Because winning's bloody good fun, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
You just love the social aspect and the you know, the camaraderie and the team commitment together.
Yeah, I think bringing your team more together, like learning what can we do better next time instead of just taking the win as well. So, yeah.
And when have you come across – so we spoke a little about the labels, I guess, the potential personas, if there's two or three or something. One we spoke about, which you had a bit of a chuckle, was the lovable slacker. So somebody who is, you know, has a good level of humility. They've also got people smarts, but they're lacking in hunger.
Yeah.
So when have you come across people like that? You don't need to name names. And what have they looked like in the environment you've been in?
I think,
like, how have they operated? What actions have they shown or not shown?
I think personally myself, like what we just spoke about, just not always having that drive, but also in friends, that no motivation to just keep going. And it's just, yeah, I'm great with people and happily get in there and get the job done, like pretty humble, so I won't brag myself up, but I've got no drive to achieve anything or to do anything as well. So I definitely see it in friends and in teams, like even our team at school, like seeing that all the time with different people. It's really interesting to just analyze that as well and just see them. It's like, oh, so that explains a lot. So
how are you going to be analyzing your friends in future and acquaintances? Looking at him with this evil eye, like trying to suss you out.
Yeah, maybe you're not the right fit next. I think
you might change up your friendship group soon. What have I done? I'm sure all your friends are fantastic people.
They are.
Good people hang around with good people.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I think just using that model to see their personality traits as well, that's why you like do that as well, because you have two of those stronger ones as opposed to that lower one as well. So just that helps me in situations then. If I know what they're going to be like, it's like, okay, I can push this a little bit further, or I can just stay back and let them take more control as well. So I think benefits on them and how they act, but also how can I take it on board as a friend? Do they need more support? Do they need less support as well? So it's really interesting. Yeah.
And as a netball coach, how is this newfound knowledge going to be useful for you, do you think?
This is going to be great. This is going to lead us to where everybody needs to be.
I think have the team do the little self-assessment even.
That'd be very interesting, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's going to help us win a grand final this year, hopefully, next year.
Fantastic.
Which would be great.
See, you do love winning eventually.
Yeah, so it is good. Yeah, I think pairing people in different positions, like how does their personality and how does their hunger affect where they play on the court as well? Do they work well with another person if they have more of these strengths than others? So how are they going to work together? Yeah, I think it will definitely help overview it as a coach to see it in the team and having these different strengths to then look at it as well.
Fantastic. I agree. I think you've taken a lot of insight into from the ideal team playing model, given, again, we've just gone through it today and you're applying it to your own. We said, hey, let's do a podcast on this. So we've sort of caught you on the hop, so to speak, but you've really talked about that well. And now that you know about it, again, you're a very young person, so you can use this model into the future, how it works with, you know, the teams you're operating in, the people who you want to bring into a team, whether that's, you know, as you go further in business and recruiting people, as you're recruiting people for your netball team, all those sorts of things become super powerful. So I think it's really, I'm biased, but I think it's fantastic to knowledge to have for someone so young.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's been great information to take on, even what we've done so far over this 8-week journey. Like, I've learned so much over the last 2 weeks, and I think there's so much more that I can learn as well. So it's been really good.
Brilliant. What do you, I guess to finalise, move from the ideal team player model, but what are some, is there anything that comes to mind that you really want to make sure that you get more experience on, or maybe even you learn over this next sort of 7-8 weeks that we spend some time together?
Now I've got to think about that question, because that was the on-the-spot question as well.
It was.
I think learning about communicating with people, like if it's, even though it's one of my like higher ones in being smart with people, how can I do it better as well? Or how, as running a business like you do, how do you have the hunger to keep going and not stop as well? So just like learning a different aspect. How can you help me as well with what I'm doing at school? Like, I'm speechless right now because I just ran out of sentence. What else I want to get out of this?
You've gone through a bit anyway, so that's good. I mean, and look, we are definitely going to attack some of those things. You're going to learn more about yourself, which is always a great starting point to say, well, okay, this is what I know about myself. This is how I respond in certain ways. This is what motivates me. This is what stresses me out. And then I can start to, when I identify those things in myself, I can better start to identify those things in other people as well. So we'll learn all about this stuff. And a mentor said to me many, many years ago, leadership's not about yourself, but it is about yourself.
Yeah.
Because you got to know yourself and then be comfortable in your own skin, learn your flaws and your strengths and all those sorts of things, and then you can work with other people even better. So I look forward to helping you on that journey over the next 7 or 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And for our listeners out there, well, this is something we're going to do over the next 7 or 8 weeks. We're going to do an episode per week. It's been some time for me in producing an episode for the Leader by Design podcast. Excuses. We've had lots of stuff going in life. I've rolled out my first digital program and had a group of 12 founding members come through as well. So that's all been exciting stuff. We've had two kids come to us. So there's just been lots and lots of stuff happening personally and on the work front, managing a client base as well. So now we've got Emmy here, so I can sit back and relax and Emmy can run the show for me, which I really look forward to over the next 7 or 8 weeks, at least on a Friday anyway.
Yeah, that's for sure.
How come I can't have you full time? Apparently you've got to go to school.
Apparently so, yes.
All right. Well, thanks again for listening, everyone. Leader by Design is the podcast. Download it, give it a thumbs up, or actually we're not on YouTube, so don't worry about thumbs up, but give it a rating, hopefully 5 stars if you like it. If you don't like it, then there's plenty of other good leadership development shows out there you can listen to if we're not your cup of tea. But thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emmy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
In the hybrid working world, I've seen too many business owners and their businesses suffer because of poor performing employees, leading to below average results. If you want to improve your employees' performance to deliver consistent results for your business, you have to master one-on-one meetings. The doors to our Master One-on-One Meetings training program are opening soon. I'll teach you how to improve employee performance and deliver consistent results using one-on-one meetings. To be one of the first people notified when the doors open, go to leaderbydesign.au/waitlist. Don't wait, sign up now.